interview with Padraig O'Guilan, author of The Call, a novel featuring a polio survivor as the main character, Nessa. Questions by Jackie Minnock. The theme of the book, is it survival of the fittest? If so, does choosing to write about a person with a disability say something about disability? Example, is it possible to survive with a disability? Disability is only one aspect of a person. Survival of the fittest is definitely important to the plot of The Call. But what many of our readers won't realise at the beginning is that Nessa is the fittest of them all. She has a mental strength second to none, although it makes her bottle up her emotions to the point where she acts unwisely at times. We human beings are far more complex than we seem on the outside, and if The Call is about anything, it's about the fact that we like to classify people, to put them in boxes, and when we do, we miss out on their hidden depths. Is a dystopian world more equal? Example, everyone has disabilities, seen and unseen. Certainly the teenagers in The Call undergo an ordeal so terrible that it leaves them with lifelong trauma. The one compensation they have is that their shared experience brings them together. Why a disabled person? Why a polio survivor? A disabled person is somebody that parts of our society dismiss, not always with malice, but even so, the disabled are often underestimated, and this is why I was interested. It didn't have to be polio. I interviewed some friends who had different conditions, but I remembered a polio survivor I knew when I was younger. I always picture Nessa walking the way he did. He was also incredibly interesting and fun to be around. Nessa isn't that cheerful, but in the specific context of the book, she can't afford to be. She needs to concentrate on survival. Is the type of survival significant, or is the fact that the person has a disability the more salient point? Definitely the latter in this case. A review of The Call, You Have 3 Minutes to Save Your Life, by Padraig O'Guilan. Nessa is a polio survivor in an imagined future Ireland, where the cruel and evil she take teenagers to their grey land for the most dangerous 3 minutes of their lives, namely The Call. I love books with a twist, so this is right up my street, and I was doubly curious to read about a polio character, as it's rarely part of a modern storyline, unless something that Polio Survivors Ireland members have written themselves. Author Padraig O'Guilan was shortlisted for a Children's Book Award. This accolade is well deserved, as The Call is an excellent read. Not everyone's cup of tea, but if you like your fiction dark, twisted, fast-paced and beautifully imagined, but easy to read, then this is for you. So is Nessa a typical polio survivor? Working with polio survivors, I see tenacity, independence and resilience of survivors. These traits shine through as Nessa was trained to be able to fight when she is called to the land of the she, who will hunt her until she returns home, possibly injured or scarred for life, or she may not return. It's a unique concept, with themes in children's and adults' writing often constantly recycles. It grabs you and makes you turn the pages until you reach the end. Like many real-life polio survivors, Nessa's legs are affected, and if she is called, she must fashion crutches out of whatever she can find. She has incredible strength in her arms and upper body, and indomitable spirit to accompany this. She is determined not to be written off, given her disability. She strives to prove herself over and over in training. Even as she falls in love and must grapple with this glimmer of hope in a future that might never come to pass. Set between Boyle and the grey land of the Sidhe, The Call paints a gruesome and bleak existence in a dystopian Ireland. Yet the flavour of this novel is very much Irish, between legend, customs and colloquial language. It is a story that can be enjoyed by any age and perhaps will make younger readers see polio survivors in a different light. The follow-up, called The Invasion, is due out in the spring. Review by Emma Clark Conley.